ask you a question. Let me ask you a question.
Let me ask you.
Is the problem your sin? Did you think that your sin is too big, he cannot actually forgive you? That's the problem.
That's your problem.
The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ has already put away sin.
Amen.
He defeated sin at the cross. He died and he rose again.
Amen.
And he sits at the right hand of the throne of God with power. Is the problem? Because I'm asking you a question. Is the problem that you think your sin is too strong and you can't overcome it?
Your problem is saying you think your master sin is too strong, saying you can't escape it. In the world, you don't believe you.
Like my brother, you had tried unto live the Christian life. He went to preacher school and he still failed life.
As our brother, they talk.
And became a drunkard and a fornicator. And that's the problem. Is your sin too strong? Is it too strong for you? Is that the problem as to why you're scared and saying, I won't come to Jesus because it isn't real. I can't continue in it.
Amen. You know what? Come to Jesus because this is your sin. It's not too strong for you. Don't be like that.
Listen to me. Listen. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ.
That blood of Jesus.
Has earned the power of the Holy Spirit.
In the bring of the power of the Holy Spirit.
And the Holy Spirit of God, he comes down and gets in the life of a man or of a woman. He gives us a new life, a brand new heart, and joy in the will of God and in the gospel.
And that Holy Spirit, I don't bring comfort in the life of that person whether you believe Jesus. And that person can't get new life, can't get joy inside that.
Is the problem, please listen to me, is the problem that you think that you won't be happy if you trust in Jesus Christ and if you give your life unto Him, that you think that you're going to be miserable.
Maybe your problem is that you think if you give your life to Jesus, you're going to finish saying, you're going to get joy again for life.
That's false religion. It's miserable.
That will not be true.
Let me ask you, who gives much more pleasure? Is it God or is it Satan? Who's better?
Who they give better? Who they give something worse with? Now God, I've been a devil.
Who loves you more?
Who loves you less?
God. The Almighty God has loved us enough to give up His everlasting soul, His Son, His being, and to die upon the cross and to bring us into heaven, into paradise when we die. That's love.
That God will get come up and the love of someone don't give us a son.
Listen,
so that His Son will give us life and we will be there forever.
And if God has that much love,
and if that can give that love, the kind of love will God have for me and you.
He has power to give you and me joy doing His will right now.
It means that He can power to give me a new joy so that we can feel good in the life.
It will be persecutions. It will be trials and troubles.
Trouble will come.
And you will not get everything that you want in this life.
And you will get everything where you want inside this life.
But God will give you Himself.
For God will God Himself give you.
He's not a magic lamp and I get the things that I want. But through prayer and fasting and hope and obedience, I get Himself.
Not being magic when they give it to you want, but now you pray and obedience and give Himself.
That Christ may dwell in your heart by faith. Is the problem is you think you'll start, but you can't finish. That's the problem. He will keep you until the end, until the finish line. Scripture says that He is faithful who called you in His brand new life, and He will also do it. He'll do everything. He will chasten you and me if we need it, and spank our backside, and turn us around with His loving discipline. He'll do it.
With His love, He will discipline us. Even when we do wrong, He will call us back.
He'll keep us.
Only maybe this.
And when this life is over,
and when this life of this end don't finish,
me and you will be in paradise.
Me and you will live in paradise.
we shall live forever. When the lake of fire is burning,
when that fire is burning,
me and you shall be in paradise through Jesus Christ alone. Put your trust in.
Have your trust in Jesus' name.
Put your trust in.
Put your mind for Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. You don't have the word of God. The wise man saying the word is enough for the wise.
Amen.
Yeah, that's wise. Take heed.